Bluff, and Svea, you're on. There was some, I don't. What? Yeah, yeah. He's on? Yeah. Okay, did he have the right code? Did you give him? I don't know if I told him the right code number. It was 613. Okay, we'll say that. Okay, fine. So I think we can proceed, I guess. You can, all right, you email him. Okay, it maybe didn't know. I don't know, whatever. Okay. So I wanted to continue. You got my email with the material, right? Okay, so it's the Rambam. They have a bunch of igros collected from the Rambam, and you know, some of them we know for sure are his, and some of them become very famous. Three of them have become very famous: Igros Hashma, Igros Teiman, Igros Chesamesim, and they're very well worth learning. The Rambam, I guess, reveals himself in a different way in the Igros, in the sense that it's a lot more free-flowing, not as precisely crafted as the Sfarim, like the Yad HaZak is the extreme, but you also get a tremendous insight into the Rambam, what he felt, what he, you know, his approach to things, his feelings towards things. And it's especially this first Igros, this is the earliest of the Igros that we have, is something where it's nominally a halachic type of Igros. He's dealing with a sort of halachic issue, but on the other hand, a lot of his person comes through very forcefully, and the way he approaches things, and from a big person you learn from everything, and especially something that was written as powerfully as this. The background is the Christians and the Muslims took turns getting us, persecuting us. They were very even-handed about it. So in Spain, in the early hundreds, there were Christians, like I think 400 some, that were persecuted Jews there. And then the Muslims took it over, and the Muslims were kind of nice and, you know, kind of chilled out, and they got along nicely and well and fine and good. In the 1100s, a very, very Canostica tribe swept through North Africa and parts of Spain and southern Spain. They were called Alhamids, and they were, I guess, like ISIS today. They believed in living very simply. They were against any luxuries. Life was very ascetic. They believed in the Quran and not in what's called the Sunnah, which was the Torah Sheba'al Peh of the Muslims, which they conveniently used whenever they needed some Haterim. They were against that. They believed in a very canonistic way in no image of a god. They also at some point began to say that they need to wipe out all other religions, and Muslims themselves don't believe like them, and so on. And they went on a crusade, and the Jews that were under their dominion, they threatened either they convert or they get killed. They made the gzeira a little bit easy afterwards. It was either convert or leave or be killed. In those days, leaving was not an easy option. I mean, the world was a very, very tough and rough place, and you couldn't just pick up and go. You had no source of parnassa, you had nothing. And many people converted, at least befanim. They converted outwardly. Now, to convert to Islam, you needed only, it was not a demanding religion. In other words, they didn't look after you to see if you're practicing Judaism quietly, like the Christians did. They were that part they were okay with. I don't know, okay, whatever. It wasn't a gear. Well, you have to declare and say there's only one God, and Muhammad is his prophet. And you had to go occasionally to a mosque to hear a drasha or two. And that was basically what it demanded. You couldn't live publicly as a Jew, but privately pretty much you could do many things. So the question was, did they need to be Moser Nefesh? What happens if they weren't Moser Nefesh and so on? So they sent this shaila. So somebody told, basically came out and said that all the people that had converted out of fear to Islam are goners. They're Rishayim Arurim, and they're Goyim Gmurim, and Elam Chelek Nachal Yisrael, and so on. Somebody sent the Rambam and asked them about it, and the Rambam was fire against that person who wrote that tshuva, and so on. And this is what the letter's about. So, like I said before, nominally, it's a halachic letter. It's not a, doesn't seem to be, you know, it's. But the Rambam, his whole attitude and his approach and everything about what he writes and so on is a Musa Haskell, and it's part of understanding the Rambam's Hashkafa. So let's start. Omer Meish ben Rav Adayin Maimon Asfardi Zecher Tzadik Livracha Sh'ol Shal Ishme Anshe Doreinu Le'ishman she'chochma lefi dvarav. He asked, somebody asked a person, a living, one of the Anshei HaChochma, one of the people that he thinks is an Anshei HaChochma. Mi shalei kara lehem, mi mashe kara rev kiltz Yisrael, mi ze ashmad, amokim vath lehu. Somebody that never suffered any of those, of the shmad gezeres. The Rambam is inserting this for a reason, I think. The Rambam himself was affected terribly by the Gezeira. The Rambam spent his early years, I think it was about bar mitzvah age, the Rambam was born in 1135, within a few years afterwards, they overran where he lived, in Cordova. They wandered for years and years and years. They couldn't find a place for themselves. Until he ended up much later in Cairo. The Rambam wandered a lot, so he suffered, and he knew what it was. And he says they asked somebody who had never, ever suffered these gezeiros. And I think there's a bit of a... The Rambam is trying to sort of imply something. So he says, Al in yashmar zeh asher yachrichu bo lehodos la'osa ish b'shlichus. The gezeiros that they must admit that Muhammad was sent by God, Veshu Novi Emes, and he's a true prophet. Ha'im yoyda adam bazeh b'shvus lo yomus v'yitomu banav v'mnais v'agoyim. Should a person be moida so that he not be killed out? And I guess the what he means to imply is that if he's killed, his kids will remain alive and they'll grow up goyim, because nobody's going to teach them Torah. Oy im yamus v'lo yoid lohede sahi achashu mchui b'toris moitha bin ha-sholam v'ede sahi gam im v'ilazim etzkulam. Or let's say he doesn't, and then he is going to be motivated to it, he's also in a certain sense going to leave all the mitzvahs. So it's a dilemma. You know, what should he do? So the person who was asked this question wrote something that really, really is worthless. He wrote down things that are absolutely wrong. Even women who don't have much understanding will not be able, you know, would be able to slug it up. I would go into be mayrich more, so to speak, be mayrich into everything that he said. Luleichem l'seino l'chesed chasbi manakel yisparach. Klema hadibu b'loshen. But he says, you know, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us the power of speech. It's an incredible power. It's an unusual power. We ought not to waste it, to use it on someone that doesn't need words and it's futile. I'm not going to do it. Lefikach roi lo la'odim she'achmo dibur yoysen ha'sam ha'moynoi. The person needs to have rachmanis on his dibur more than he has rachmanis on his money. He shouldn't overspeak, and without much content. The Rambam writes in his Mishnah Torah that is the derech of a chacham sheyu devarav muotim v'nyanav harbe, that the person say a lot in few words, as opposed to the opposite. But for gina chacham al shalom riba dvar miyat inyan. And Koheles already was megane this. But Omei said, "Kibua chaloyim b'roiv inyan v'kol ksil b'roiv dvarim." A dream has a lot of added nonsense, and the voice of a fool has many added words. In other words, you talk way too much. Hold on a second. I think this person might be trying to call in. I'll try. Hello? Yeah. Yeah. No, we spoke already. Please send an envelope. Thank you. Hello? Yeah, are we back on? Hello? Yeah, we're on. Okay. Umir v'ama kiba chaloyim brev inyan b'kol ksil brev v'am. Haloy tire. Eich gam rei Iov b'harboise ledaber omru. You see that Iov's friends, when he spoke too much, they also said, "Haloi aroiv dvorm lo yone v'mishvatayim yitzdok." I mean, is it just by saying a lot of words and talking a lot that you're going to prove yourself right? Iov lo b'dasi daber udvorav lo b'haskil. He's speaking things that have no content and so on. So speech that's empty and worthless is nothing. So because I know exactly what the right emes is, and I can't stand things that are stupid, I'm only going to answer on a few of the points. I'll just mention some of his main points and forget about the rest. Even though everything he said is not worth answering, he says from the way he brings raias, that someone who admits that Muhammad is a shliach, he's already kofer shem kei Yisrael. Vevi rayal ze, mashomer chazal kol amoid avodizor kol kofer kol tor kulo. He said v'lo hoyetz ze a hekesh hefresh be moidel avodizor bli onis el beritzoyin nefesh. He said the person doesn't begin to distinguish between Ratzon and Onus. So you know, I mean, where's the person coming from? When I saw it in the beginning, Omar, I said, you know what? It's not right to counter somebody till you don't hear everything he has to say. If you try to refute something before you've heard it all, it's silly. It's wrong. It's foolish. And when we looked more at what he said, mitzanu oime dava zele shayne. That if somebody says, "I admit in Muhammad," then the person is a goy. Imkene says, Einetzel ze zach beseichel. This brilliant person, it's obviously cynical. Hefrish b'shumpan b'mishen m'shamah shabatoy ne'acherev b'mishen m'shamah ritzoynei. He's not being mechalt in oynes and rotzen. Argument to oymed ein says kishikonos echt nusim based tefilas in spal sham. If one of these nusim goes into a mosque, I feel like no oymed shum dov, even if he doesn't say anything, v'achkach kishikonos be based of yispal tefilasoy. Shat tefila pesha hu moisif ba. That tefillah is a pesha, and it's an avera. Vehevi rayis al zimidivach hachmeinu zal. It says kishtaim roos osa amish o mishtachm l'tzelam o mishtachm l'heichol. V'loi hoya hefesh zazel mifoyash b'mishtachm mishtachm l'tzelam l'heichol derech kefira man tam yashem Hashem uchal Hashem kotshoy o b'mishnech zabayish shiyidmel ashe yidmel ishtadl b'gdulz Hashem v'loi yiskeb v'loi yim adobu shuef chadas v'shum ponim. He says this person is going at the end of the day. It's something where the mosque, even though it's not, they don't use the worship that we use, but it's there in order to enhance the Shem Hashem. That's what they're trying to do. Is in the mosque is to be Meshabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the same concept of God that we have, but it's not quite it's something else. So you're comparing that to base of a zara. He's not doing or saying anything that's hefchadas. V'huim calls him muchach lekotz, and he has to go in. What? Where's the tzushtel? Umetzanur k'maykein oime. He also says shemisha yode loyse ishu navi. Alfa bish onis harehu rasho pasul mipsul edus deraisen. That if somebody is Maida, he has all dealing with Russia. Vatayr Amra, Al Toshes Yotchem Russia, Al Toshes Russia Aid. So all of these things, the person is a Russia, and he's totally postulated and so on and so forth. So he says, Shemanik Dufer Rufer Rufer Shain Basil Swahidlus Amarnu. And when I see how he talks like this the whole time, you know, Amarnu Ein Royu Im Kolze Shinsolov Ajensolis Tvarov. You know what? I said, let's wait until the end. You know, Shlomo Melech says sometimes the end is better than the beginning. Maybe the person is letting off steam, and at the end he'll say something worth listening to. And at the end of it, he says, Shehaminim v'areilim yaminu kemoikein shem yamusu v'lo yodu lo b'shlichus. He says, take a look. The Christians, the Christians were mosa nefesh, and they were when they were given the option of believing in Muhammad, of saying they believe in Muhammad, they didn't, and they were ready to die. The truth was, most of them ran away, didn't die, but they were. He says, "V'kasha shemanu ziv halnu roif pella." V'manu. When I heard this, he said, I was very, very stunned. Hamil bli einol kim beYisrael. I don't say something. There's no God. Kishiya oivir avod zara soyrif b'noy bitu lenevad. Kal v'chomesh nishva nachatzei avod scale. I mean, Alias Yerushalayim says, if these kal v'chomes are good kal v'chomes, then I have a great kal v'chome for you. Ma doch a lowly guy is makriv his son for moilech. We who are very erlich hidden should certainly be makriv our kids to moilech. You know, if it's wrong to be makriv, I mean, the question is not, do you have enough guts to do what's right? And then you look around and say, look at all these avid chum that, you know, they're only of the avid zara, but they're doing what's right and so on. They're not doing what's right. So what are you going to call v'chayme? Oy l'shayla oy l'mane. V'kasherinu reishis dvaroi. Shalokach raya mimashen iniskam im dvarav, and when we saw he starts by bringing a raya that is not at all analogous. V'soifah sheisha bein avdas amin v'noitzim, and he ends off by basically accepting the psak din of the Christians. Amarti sotku difra kill. You know what he says? You know, Kohelos was right. Tchilas, there's another pasuk. Tchilas divrei pihu sichlus, va'achris pihu hoilus ra. He starts out with foolishness, ends up in hoilus. The person started off by saying something that is senseless, and he ends up by saying something that's absolutely wicked. Then he says, another point that you need to bear in mind is Sha'adam in Roy Loyla Dabe of Validus Basneam, Ache Yasim Ashatina Dabe Pam Ushtaim Shalzabe. A person before he speaks needs to chazar over a few times. Vishnai say hativ, chazar over a bunch of times, Vacharkachi Dabe, and then he'll talk, and then he talks. You shouldn't talk off the cuff. Vekach Omra Le Mashalom, Vivirayim Loshna Kosov, Azra Vayisapra Hechina Vagam Chakara. So I'm masmich that pasuk. V'acharkach v'yom l'odom. So he says, "Zeh ne'ema al mashet zoch l'odom la'boy piv." That's when a person is expected to talk bal peh. It requires that amount of chazar. But he says, "V'ula mashet yochok odom b'yodei v'chtevei al ha'sefer." The things that a person inscribes in a sefer. He should chazer 1,000 times if he could. Because when you write something down, you're giving it permanence and weight and gravitas that you don't get in any other forum. Talking, you talk off the cuff. He said, "It means I meant that." When you write something, you kind of are freezing your words and making it very specific. This person did none of that. He wrote them on a draft. He didn't bother to make a draft and to fix it. He was so confident in what he wrote that he said, "You know, basically, this is." Doesn't need any work, this is perfect. Umisorbiat ish sheyoshutpo bom kol ir v'chomedina. He sent it around with somebody to go all over and spread this word. Behefel bom libois bnei adam. And he darkened people's hearts with it. In other words, not only didn't they get any chizuk out of it, I mean, they obviously didn't get any chizuk, but he really, really made them very depressed. He sent out darkness, and he enveloped everything in darkness. So that's his first perek, I guess, or it's the first section, which is the introduction about why students respond and how we respond and so on. Ba'ata, aschil levaya goyla to... Yes. No, I don't know. I'll guess maybe they'll find the manuscript and of the guy, and that'll become the. By the way, I just want to be marked him, and maybe we'll speak about it later also. But in the shaila of whether or not Islam is avodah zarah tafshei moaseh nefesh for, it's about chalekes rishonim. On the surface of it. The Rambam's right. I mean, the Maminim and Achdus, and what's the issue? But I've seen has been the other sheet. Doesn't it makes a lot of sense. You know, if it's Nagia, a one-time Maisa, someone comes along and tells me to do X or Y or Z, or to say X, Y, Z. So then it depends if it's Gimel Chamuris, if it's Shmad, and so on. But if a person changes his religion, in other words, he's doing everything mikayach that Muhammad is the one who is the right mitzvah and so on. You can't say that the person ben mitzvah is Hashem, except that he's that he happens to do this pool and so that pool and so. It's a huge difference between accepting a strange religion, where your whole Tzuras HaChayim becomes not Jewish, and you're owning a affiliation and you're accepting the authority of the Quran, versus a person who just, you know, was nichshel, is doing it, or has to do it, and so on. The idea of totally changing your religion, even if you technically are doing, and you're not saying anything, it's fear, and so on and so forth, could also count as something along those lines. It's a total akira satir. Okay, but I could put it, let's see what he says. Let's take a look at what this poor man did wrong, and what he did, you know, what he came up with, and what harm he did without knowing. He thought it'd be good by encouraging people to be frum, and ended up with getting a lot of bad things. Baby Rias Rabbi Shaykinya brought a lot of proofs that were wrong. Beherich Lashina, he spoke too long, he said too much. Ve'olachach Lashina ate, and basically he let the pen do the talking instead of his brains doing the talking. Ve'oimar, Shame Fursam, the Rabbi Sena Zechon of Rocha Shay Stroll, Bimim Moshe, Kaidem Tesam, Yitzhayim, Yitzhidu Darkam, Yitzhayim, 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 Pesach, Vama Kela Moshe, Bechal Orlo Yerchoboy. So, Klal Yisrael, when they left Mitzrayim, they had already not done Bris Milah, they had dropped Bris Milah, and they really were not practicing Jews almost at all. And they said also that when they were in Mitzrayim, they were Oivei Arayis. Ben Adam Shtayim Noshim Bnois Eim Achas Hoyu. So they left Bris Milah. They were into Arayis. So Kleinsel was on a pretty, pretty low madrega. Over Shvil, Vime is in Ra. Bishvil Shamash Rabin al Shalom, Vehainloy Aminuli, Heshima Shemalze, Vomli Moshe Maminim Aminim, Hema Minim Dixiva Yamin Om, Ubnema Minim, Dixiv Vehemin Bashemash Velait Stocker. אבל אתה אין ספר להאמין דכסיב יאנו אמנתי בלעק לשני וננש לאלתה כמו שבירו עליהם השולם החשר בקשיים לק בגופוי מנולה ממשה. So he says, what you see from this Chazal is that when you speak ill of Klal Yisrael, even if they're not in a great matzev, you are loike, and it's wrong. No, the Klal Yisrael was on a very low matzev, and yet when Moshe said, he was punished for that. So you see that calling Klal Yisrael, faulting Klal Yisrael as a group, is wrong. All of Klal Yisrael was ever discerned in the Shas, by the time of the Yor, except for Shivas Alofim.
When Eliyahu spoke against Klal Yisrael, I'm the only one who acts after Karta. Hey Shiva Kadosh Baruch Hu, Atchat Malamet Chayv Al Yisrael. Instead of being Malamet Chayv on Klal Yisrael, Loi Horilcha LeLamid Al Umas Oyulam Sheishan Beis Havad Bayis Avodazer, but LeLamid Chayv Al Yisrael, you could speak about Umas Oyulam where they have designated houses for Avodazer, as opposed to, I guess, Klal Yisrael just would go there occasionally. Shenema Azuvos Ore Aroy Air. Lech Shuv Ledarkam Idbar Damasek, Kolze Muvon Lachachomim, Vemedrish Chazis. So you see, Bal Yuan Novi, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was very angry, very upset with him when he spoke against Chai Yisrael. Ukemoyken Yisrael, Bizman Yeshaya Hirba Venus. I mean, Yeshaya is really lashed out against it. He did a lot of terrible things. Kvashama Hoygoy Choyte. Voyabim of the Vedazura. Kvashama Vaacha Delos Amezuza Samta Zichrenecha. Voyabim Kumoyke Shev Chedomim. Kvashnema Echoisa Zaina Vatamaratskim. Or Kumoyke Mechali Shem Shemayim. Kimoyshama Ochovisha Saki Mohanomus. Ubozim mitzvah Hashem, k'mo shama suri minei derech hatu minei orach hashpisa v'netzko Yisrael. Ve'im kol zeh, b'shvil shama b'soich am t'mei sfarim v'nechi yoyshev, miyad v'yof alayach m'asrafim v'yari ritzpa v'yag al pi v'yay mehinei nogaz al sfasech v'zar v'nech haskupa le'kupra ha'charogu m'nashek ha'shama le'm ha'shalom. So, Klal Yisrael, so you have another case where even though Faisal wasn't in bad straits, the person who spoke about them that way was punished. And finally, last case, Omer Amala, Velimet Choval Yeshuva Yitzadik Vishal Banav Shein Oysin Nosha Shein Ruiz Likohuna. Hirchiko Akel, Vaishama Yiga Shem Mecha Asatim, Yiga Shem Mecha Abay Chashlaim Azeh Udnus Veish. Shuma Yitzadik was a Kohen Gadol and his children married Nashim Nachrios, whether it means Nashim Nachrios or whether it means Demon or Lekuna, whatever it is, the Navi, the Malach called him out on it, so the Malach was punished. So he says, Im kach nenshu amude olam, Moshe al yo yishayim malachi sharis, kishnosu badas yisrael matvarim, kol shekein kal mikali olam, yate l'shayne al kilesol, and nobody talks about killers and Klal Yisrael. Chacham tamideim kahanu vim likro isom. Poishim reshoyim v'goyim soleidis v'koyif mashem Klal Yisrael v'koyisa davazeb ksav yodoy. Umayi onishay says, well, what? I mean, like his onish is terrible. V'heim loymor v'kelo v'kasareis hano. They didn't sin because they were looking for pleasures. But ozva das rochkemen lasik maila v'tainigas man. They weren't looking for tanugas. It's because of the war and being scared of being killed. And the things that he said about them were wrong. So, A, even if they'd be right, you're not supposed to speak against the Klal Yisrael like that. And certainly not in the case of, in his case, where what they did was not wrong at all, that he shouldn't have spoken. Okay, I think we'll hold it here. Any questions? Okay, what? Okay, there's a famous story, by the way, just to get the, I guess, another slant a little bit. You know, Satmar Rav used to say very, very, very sharp things. And they asked him, Hayitachin, that Avraham Avinu was Mespalo for Anshei Stoim. So how come you're saying such bad things about us? So Satmarov said, you don't know what I tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you don't know what Avraham Avinu told Anshei Stoim. In other words, the Limud Zchusim were Klap HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Teicha Nemusa was to the people in the face that they should do tshuva. So he said, you know, there's a difference between you when you have somebody who's a difficult person, child, whatever, you when you speak to him, you try to correct him. When it's copy other people, you try to defend him. So Klal Yisrael, you know, to talk about Klal Yisrael and here he feels it's wrong. So his words are stam accusatory without any basis. Okay, are we on next week? It's Hanukkah next week. What's the story? Are you available? Not available? Okay, so for me it should be... it should be fine. Okay.
Okay, fine. As long as I have one, it's fine. Okay. Good. Cultive. Good night. Bye.